You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
This segment is brought to you by Alan Gray, long-term investing.
In markets, the Russia-Ukraine conflict has accelerated shifts that were already taking place, that had already started. And these are shifts towards higher inflation, shortages in energy and commodities, as well as a retreat from globalization and rising geopolitical risk. So these shifts obviously impacting how investors manage their portfolios and where they allocate the capital of clients in order to get value. And we're going to speak to Alan Gray about how they are navigating this very volatile and changing terrain and the impact it is having on their clients' portfolios. Alec Cutler, the head of direct clients at Alan Gray, joins us for more. Alan, thanks, Alec. Thanks so much for your time. Sorry for that. So I'm just looking at the shifts that you speak about, and I thought that inflation was beginning to show signs of coming down before the Ukraine war set fire to the higher oil prices and the commodity prices and the higher wheat and gas prices and all of that. I thought that had the Ukraine and Russia war not happened, particularly as it does pertain to inflation, that the picture would have looked rosier. Talk to us about that and the key market shifts that have been accelerated by the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
Yeah, well, that may have been true in South Africa, in the Western markets, so the U.S. and Europe. Inflation's been accelerating and raging, rolling like a truck through a parking lot, really for the past 18 months and just gaining steam. The peak inflation number was actually reflective of the period before February 24th. And then today was the U.S. number that would have reflected the period after the start, and that was even stronger. So there has been a small pickup that you can attribute to the period since the invasion, but inflation's just been rolling right from the beginning.
And then for some, the situation and the period that we are living in right now, quite reminiscent of what happened in the global environment all the way back in the 70s before some of us were born. Can you just tell us more about that?
Well, I was fortunate enough to have been born. And I do remember sitting in the back of my parents' Chevy Malibu station wagon and waiting for our turn to get gas on the odd days, because we had odd license plates. And this period is very reminiscent of the 70s, in that you had the Yom Kippur War in 1973, which started what people called the first oil shock, and then we had an oil embargo. But you had this environment of conflict, constant conflict, constant supply constraint driven inflation, just very reminiscent today. And it's very difficult for the authorities to deal with. The central banks can't drill for more oil. They can't force companies to start more iron ore or copper mines. It's all they can control is how much money's in the system. So it's a very difficult period. 70s was difficult, and it was easy to poke at the central bankers back then and said they did a poor job. But if you look at what's happening now and the denial amongst the central bankers of the last 18 months, you know, who's to say in 5 years' time that people won't look back and say they did a poor job too?
And then what does that mean, though, in the interim? I mean, as consumers, we are all feeling the pinch in our pockets from the higher oil prices, from the higher food prices, right? And so what does that mean for how Alan Gray, the Orbis Global Balanced Fund at Alan Gray, is navigating these challenges?
Well, we were a bit fortunate in having seen these trends over the last 4 years. And we experienced quite a lot of pain in relative performance terms for building an energy position when, at a time, say, 3-4 years ago, when people thought you never needed an oil company again, or natural gas wasn't going to be used in 10 years. And then similarly on the defense side, you know, we recognize that China and Russia, their leadership really never thought the Cold War ended, and that was coming as well, which in turn created some food inflation. But the real point here, I think, is that this will not end. Inflation will not end, whether it's food or energy, until the companies that solve those problems, the producers of those things, reach valuation levels in our capitalist system that incent them to produce more. So President Biden yelling at the energy companies in the U.S. to produce more doesn't do anything. The valuations of those companies going up and then saying, hey, our shareholders are telling us we should invest more, that's what tells them to invest more. Mm-hmm. And so it's the same with food as well.
Mm-hmm. So in times of adversity, some do see opportunity. And so in these very uncertain and volatile times where you've got all these moving parts, what is the moving parts of the geopolitical shift in particular mean for the global opportunity set?
Well, I think if you go back and you look at the 70s, which was the last time we had something similar, there were a few things you wanted to invest in, and there were a lot of things you didn't want to invest in. The number one lesson of the 70s is you wanted to invest in the thing that was causing the inflation and the supply that was causing the inflation. So back then it was energy, and this time it's energy. So you wanted to invest in energy companies in the 70s. You were kept whole, and you wanted to invest in gold because gold proved to be decent inflation protection. You didn't want to invest in fixed income. You didn't want to invest in other equities. Really, nothing worked well, and unemployment was rampant. People didn't have money for consumer goods, so you didn't want to own an auto manufacturer. Or there were no cell phones back then, but you might have a difficult time selling cell phones and things like that. So it's a really limited opportunity set, and defense did quite well. We're still in a Cold War back then. So defense did quite well. So the parallels to today are amazing.
Well, thanks so much for those insights, particularly the eyewitness report that you have given us of what was happening in the 70s and how it's quite similar to what we are seeing today. But Alec, we'll leave it there for now. Alec Cutler, the head of direct clients at Allen Gray.
This segment was brought to you by Allen Gray. Long-term investing.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.